Let's do it. Okay. Good morning. We are on Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av, and Sudas Samach Sekhet. So, Dalet. Sorry. Taf Kuf Nun Bet. Taf Kuf Nun Bet Dalet. Mutar Le'echol Perot Kishehim Chayim Afilu Kama Minim. So, all right, we learned the halacha that you're limited to Shnei Tafshilin. We're going to relearn that again a little bit. So, you're allowed to have. You're not allowed to have two tafshilin on Erev Tisha B'Av at the Sudat Mafseket. But you are allowed to have as many as you want of foods that are not cooked. And dafka means cooked. Baked cakes and stuff like that. Bread, that's not an issue. Things that are pasteurized, the poskim says, that's not called cooked. For another example is salted. Pickled, that's not called cooked, and herring, things like that, not an issue. So those you can have as many as you want. We'll get into a few more examples shortly.
At the Sudat
HaMafseket we're talking about, yeah. That's when there's an issue of having two tafshilin. So let's read a little more and we'll give some more examples. Hey, Nohagim, 1 second, yeah. Nohagim lechol adashim im beitzim mevushalim betocham. The custom is to dafka eat lentils with eggs, and that are cooked together. Shehem machal avelim, because that's a machal of food of avelim. Right? We're all accustomed. We all know that eggs. Everyone knows about eggs and lentils. And here you see, according to the. Our version of the Shulchan Aruch, you eat them together. Happens to be, some versions have it where it's separate. Okay. Hagav, that's the Mishnah Berurah according to the Torah. Now, Hagav, yesh nohagim le'achol beitzim kashim. Some have hard-boiled eggs. Shehu gam kein ma'achal avelim, which is also a food of avelim. Okay. Fine. You know what? Let's just... Four items that are they considered one or are they considered two? So, if you read the words, this is really from today and the previous day, and I'm not sure if I'll say it again today, but from Seif Gimel, if it's foods that are normally eaten together, that's the way the dish is normally served. So that's the way it. In the tour, in the Shulchan Aruch, many poskim, that's how it's brought by, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, it's just whatever is normal, if that's the way that food is normally eaten, and then that's called one tavshil. Chazan Ovadia, it seems to be from Or Letzion, Piskei Tshuvos. As long as it's the normal way, then that's called one tavshil. In other words, cholent would be one tavshil. If it's normal to cook, Chinese rice with eggs, so that would be one tavshil. If it would be eggs with potatoes, fish. The Aruch HaShulchan has an example of fish with potatoes. So that would be. He says, if that's the normal way for that family to cook, then that would be called one tavshil. So same too with any stew or anything. If that's the normal way to have it, majadra, rice with lentils, if that's the normal way to do it, that would be one tavshil. However, and then also if you would have, let's say, pasta with cheese inside. So many poskim in the Aruch HaShulchan is very clear, that's called one tavshil. However, I'll leave this a little bit up in the air for Ashkenazim, but as far as the Mishnah Berurah basically follows the Magen Avraham and points out that sometimes it's a little bit unclear, but they use the wording that has to that has to be the way the food is usually eaten. I don't know exactly how to explain it, and Aruch HaShulchan obviously doesn't agree with it. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have, let's say, pasta with with cheese. You make, I don't know, baked ziti, pasta, lasagna. Seems to be from the Mishnah Berurah, it would be a problem. That would be considered too tafshilin. Piskei Tshuva, he has another modern posek, I don't remember, who sides with the Aruch HaShulchan. So, anyways, there'll be, I guess, perhaps some different opinions on it. Some say it depends. The Mishnah Berurah or the Magen Avraham must be talking, they never ate cheese with pasta together. They didn't have lasagna. I don't know. But they are, I'll leave that as a little bit of a suffix with the Mishnah Berurah and who follows that and how to apply it. Sushi. What's sushi? Well, if the rice is cooked, so that would be one tafshil, right? But the raw sushi is for sure not a problem. We said salted herring, that's for sure. If you have boiled eggs and scrambled eggs, so that would be two tafshilin, though, because it's cooked separately in two different ways. Let's see, anything else you want to mention? Cooked seylan, I saw that as an example. That's basically date syrup since it's cooked. So now it's no longer, and it's cooked, so that's considered one tafshil. I think all the poskim say tea, coffee, hot milk, that's not a problem because it's not a tafshil. You're not cooking it, it's just a drink, or some want to say iroi, different reasons, but everyone seems to say that's okay. Okay, fine.
The bare hay things are cooking hay.
Okay, many cheeses, right, I was going to mention that. Many cheeses and butters, that's not called tafshiling. That's basically considered raw, and you can have as much different cheeses as you like. Yeah, and they also point out the postgame, if you just melt your cheese, you're going to make pizza or pasta. You just want to melt some cheese on it, so they all write it's okay. That's not even called a tafshil. Because the bread is bread, so if it's pizza. So the bread is bread. Bread's not called a tafshil. It's a baked item. And the cheese is just a little cheese melted on top. It's basically called just... Not so that there's no tafshil there. If it be pasta, then the pasta itself is one tafshil. Okay, sorry for that digression there. Now, Vav. Misha efshar lo lo yokal besuda masek ela pat chareva b'melach v'kiton shel mayim. So one who is able to should only have for suda masekit should be like, this is from the Gemara and Tainis, from we learned from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, that one should only have plain bread and plain water, nothing else. So lechatchila, no one should have anything but bread and water, not even one tafshil. The Rambam also quotes that and says, "Mi'ameinu, we never had anything but bread and water." Okay, they also quote. Mishnah Berurah and others quote the Yerushalmi b'shem Rav, the custom of dipping the bread in ashes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Elai would sit by the tanur and on the floor, and by Rav he would also dip the bread in ashes and say that this verbally say this suuda is suuda sever tisha b'av. So okay, minhagim for chasidim. Okay, v'haga v'yesh nohagim. Lechol beitzim kashim, shehu gam kein machal avelim. Now, Lamaisa, he says, our custom, which I think most people do, is just to have bread, water, and a hard-boiled egg. Okay. Again, that's minhag, and one is allowed to do it what he likes. Can switch off between different types of eggs from year to year. Vav, or lentils. Vav, mi she'ef shalo, one who can. La yochal I read this already. Zayin. Sorry. One second. I'm going back and forth. I'm in the middle of Vav. Sorry. The Haga v'yesh machmirim l'tabel achar achilatan pat ba'efer ula'ochlo. And so here the Rama says the minhag of dipping, so we learned the source, dipping it in efer and ash, al shem v'yagres b'chatzatz. Okay. After eating. But it's during the Siddur Samav Sekhet. Zayin. That's his dessert. Zayin. Nagu leishev al gabe karka besuda hamav sekhet. So the minhag is, we sit on the floor and we eat the Siddur Samav Sekhet. Ve'ein sarich lachlots min alav. And you don't have to take off your shoes. You're allowed to still wear leather shoes because Tisha B'Av didn't start. All the five things that we don't do is only starting when Tisha B'Av starts. Basically, after Shkia or Bein HaShemashos, that's when we start. And the Siddur Mafseket is Erev. So you're allowed to, you know, okay? Yes, you're allowed to sit on a chair afterwards because none of the five things begin, and even sitting on the floor, which is in addition to the five, none of the halachas of Avela start until Tisha B'Av itself. Just the Siddur Mafseket has this added thing of sitting on the floor. Let's see. Chet. Yeshuzar shalo yeshvu shlosha. Le'achol besuda mafseket. The custom is we do not have, you don't have three men sitting together, or three people sitting together. Why? Kedei shalo yitchayvu bezimun. Because we don't want to be mechuyev in a zimun. Ela kol echad yeshev levado v'yivarech la'atzmo. Because it's a sign of mourning and it's sad. And we don't want to do a zimun together. And everyone makes his own benching. Now, if men do sit together and they sit down together, they eat together, but b'dieved, do they do a zimun? So there are two opinions. Mishnah Berurah follows, you do not do a zimun, even if they ate together. And Chazon Avadia says, no, you do a zimun. Okay. Tet. What we learned until now about you're only allowed to have one tafshil maximum is regarding the Siddur HaMafseket, whatever you designate as your last meal after Chatzot. Okay? She'ein dai to lechol od acharei Siddurat Keva. You're not planning to have another meal of Siddurat Keva, of sitting down and having the kavios of a Siddur. Okay? I don't know, Piskei Tshuva says you don't have to have bread, but the minhag is to have bread and we should have bread, but that's, he says technically, maybe it doesn't have to be. Okay, I don't know. Okay, shehu achar chatzos, after chatzos, that's when the Siddur HaMafseket is. By definition, that's when, the only time you have that limitation of one tafshil. Aval im haya kodem chatzos, but if you're only going to eat in the morning, or achar chatzos v'day telech ol achar yasei keva, or you're going to eat in the after chatzos, and you're going to have and you're planning to eat another meal, but we're going to learn that that's what many people do. We'll see that in the Ramah, that they have two meals in the afternoon. So since you're planning to have two meals in the afternoon, and the second one as a sit-down kavua meal with a piece of bread, so then the first meal you have in the afternoon, you can eat as many dishes as you want. Ein sarich lazar b'dvarim halalu. You don't have to worry about all these restrictions. Haga, u'minag b'chol glilos ashkenaz. And this is the general minag in the world. Le'achol se'uda kevua kodem mincha. That right before mincha in the afternoon, everyone eats a big meal with whatever they want. V'achar kach min pali mincha, and then afterwards you dav a mincha, not right before shkia, but sometime early in the afternoon. And then you go back home, ve'ochlin siuda mafseket. And then you have what you designate as siudat mafseket. Ve'noagim laharva k'tab serushona. So you eat lots at the first meal. K'day shalo yazik lehem atayinit. So you're able to deal well in the atayinit and not get sick. Or too weak. Hoyel uposkin ba'od yom kamo b'yom kippur. Ve'yesh k'tzat. Okay, and then because you're stopping early in the afternoon, I don't know, in other words, way before Shkia. V'yesh k'tzat ray lezev yimidash eichati rabati, and he has a source where it's alluded to based in the Midrash. Mihu, mi sheyuchal, but what's even better? Mi sheyuchal esagef atzmo v'yadeh b'yatzmo she'en etani mazik lo v'machmir al atzmo, who's ever able to, and he knows he's going to be able to fast and not pass out, he should be machmir and nikra kadosh, and be called a kadosh ken nir eli. So I see, which means in the afternoon, what we already learned, you should have nothing but one meal, not two, one meal of bread and water. So there are quite a few achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah brings them, that they're not so happy with the concept of having a big meal, let's say 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then by the time you get to your Siddur HaMafseket, you're full. And you're basically forcing yourself. It may or may not be a technical achilas gasa that you don't even say a bracha on it, but you're basically just having a quick meal just to have the, technically, because he calls it as it's this meal. If you do it like this, it's a, if you fill up at the first meal, now you're just having a piece of bread to fulfill it. It's really, you're not really having a proper Sudat HaMafsakit. You're having what's called a zichron, a zecher, of what the rabbis used to have a Sudat HaMafsakit. And instead, you indulge yourself in having a big meal beforehand. So anyways, the minhag is the minhag, but don't better not to overfill yourself in the first meal. And obviously, we don't indulge ourselves in what we eat with good foods. Okay. I think that's that. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're going to have a second meal, if you're going to eat two meals, make sure you need to have bread at the second meal, or at least what's called achilas keva. Because if you just have a snack for your second meal, let's say your second meal, you just want to have a piece of an egg. You say, I'm going to have a big meal at 1 o'clock, and then later on in the afternoon, without bread or sudas keva, whatever that is, I'm just going to have a little piece of an egg. So he says, really what you just did was, the real meal, your sudas keva with bread, was at 1 o'clock, and then you end, and you that by definition that is your sudat mafsakit. Because even you are allowed to have a snack after your sudas mafsakit, and so then that meal that you ate, you had more than two tafshilin or more than one tafshil, so you ended up eating really inappropriately. Okay, yod. Im chal tisha ba'av be'echad b'shabbos. If Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, or Shechal B'Shabbat V'Nidche L'Achar HaShabbos, or it fell out on Shabbos and it became a Nidche. In other words, L'maisa Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, Saturday night. So he says here, Ochel Basar V'Shote Yain V'Suda Mavseket. So in your Suda Mavseket, or Shalosh Shittos, the third meal, so then you eat like normal. You eat meat, you eat wine, and okay. Many of us just have salatim, or fish. But anyways, the point is, on you don't the Sudat HaMafsakit, your last meal, you eat whatever you want and you treat it like regular Shabbos. Otherwise, it looks like you're sitting in a velus in Shabbos afternoon. Umal Ashulchanu Afilu Sudas Shlomo Be'et Malchuto, and you even eat like a Sudas of Shlomo HaMelech with all the wonderful foods. Okay, meal. But you just got to make sure you finish before Shkia. Now, there are different couple minhagim, lemaisa, what to do on Shalosh Shittos. So, the Magen Avraham points out, the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem Magen Avraham, you should eat a really a more simple meal. You are allowed to have basar v'yayin, because otherwise you're showing avelus. But you eat by yourself. You keep it simple. You don't. You can eat with your family, but you don't. You know, get together with all your friends or make a big Shalosh Shittos and show. That's the minhag of the Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah also points to Bechor Shor. It's also in Birkei Yosef, and according to Igros Moshe and Piskei Tshuvos, that this is the minhag is. We basically treat it like we always do. If you want to sing Zmiros with your friends and show. That's the general minhag, and that's matar lechatchila. All right. Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're going to have a bris milah, then you should do it earlier. So you have your big suda earlier in the day. It could be in the afternoon, but just before mincha. That's his recommendation. Okay. Yud Aleph. Mi shekiva alav tainis sheni v'chamishi kol yomot hashana ve'era erev tisha ba'av liyot b'sheni. So what happens if a person makes himself basically a neder? I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday. And that turns out to be, or sometimes people make a neder by a yurtzeit or whatever it is, and it comes out, or tainis chalom, it comes out that this day of fasting is erev tisha b'av. So it's going to be too hard to fast 2 days in a row. So there are two opinions here. The Shulchan Aruch says, well, everyone says, Yishael al Nidro. The best thing everyone says is you should just go to a Rav or a Beis Din, three people, and you're mashal on your neder, so you'll undo it. And this way, you're allowed to eat. That's what everyone says is the best thing to do and avoid certain issues. Okay? Or also, if a person is going to take upon a neder, or for yurtzeit, whatever, you should always—it's always better to say. The Mishnah Berurah comments with others. you should always say it's, but I'm not accepting the neder past Chatzot, or at least I have a mind, not when it comes out to be a problem with the other double fast days like this. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't undo your neder, so you have to eat, because it's going to be too difficult, so you do eat, but oyove ta'anita uforeya. But if you, so you're going to break your fast, and you're going to have to make up your tainus on a different day. However, the Rama says, and that's a minute certainly for Ashkenazim, it's based on the Gaonim, Hagav, Gaonim katvu, demitane ad achar tfilas mincha. In this situation, fast until mincha, and then ve'ochel suda mafseket kodem biyata shemesh, and then you eat, before shkia. But Mishnah Berurah points out, though, according to this Gaonim, if you're not undoing the neder, you can't have two meals, because you can only have one meal, and then you're limited to one top shell. Okay. Let's see. Fine, you'd bet. Ein umrim techina er... I skipped. I skipped the Rama. The Rama says v'chein noagin, so whatever he just said, he stands by it. V'hu hadin mishemit anetanit chalom. And he added tanit chalom. Shpeach. Okay. Yud bet. Ein omrim techina erev tisha v'av v'mincha. Mishum de'ikre moed. Now, on every erev tisha v'av in the afternoon, we already don't say tachanun. Mishum de'ikre moed, because Yom Tisha B'Av is called a holiday. It's a moed, and it one day will be a happy holiday. So therefore, we already start on Erev Tisha B'Av, we never say Tachana. And so we don't say Tzidkatcha if it comes out. That's in the Rama. Im hu Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, so Ein Amrim Tzidkatcha, right? Shabbos Mincha. And Mishmur points out, the minhag is we do say Avarachamim that morning, and we do say... we mentioned for the neshamas, so it's either the nesach of kel mali rachamim or for Sfarim they call it hashkava. And regarding ketanim, just one quick thought. So we know that all these halachos of avelos of what we're doing applies to the parents and the adults, but halachos of avelos generally does not apply to ketanim, like for hilchos avelos for krovim. And so there are different opinions. But generally, most hold that a lot of the halachos that we're learning, so we don't give them a haircut. We don't wash their clothing. But they themselves really don't have any halachos that they have to necessarily keep. There'll be different opinions as far as mitzad chinuch, what's appropriate to teach. Minam Lois, Piskei Tshuvos points out, recommends starting from age 9 or 10. But anyways, there are different opinions. Some say you don't even have to do anything. We know that they don't fast at all. Ketanim. But anyways, just one little thing here. I just want to point out a couple differences or similarities, and we'll stop with this, between Se'udat HaMafseket and Seudas Havra. So Seudas Havra is that first meal. I'm not going to get into all the details, but the first meal that one comes home to eat after they bury one of their Zion Krovim. So the Seudas Havra, so some similarities between them. So they're both have a concept of, it's a meal of avelos, right? And for both meals, we sit on the floor. And both of them, we try not to make a zimun. So you don't have to sit alone, but you don't try and make a zimun for that first meal. However, there are several differences, just to point out. One of them being, Tavshil Echad or many. Seudas Havra, you can eat as many dishes as you want. By Seudas HaMafseket, you're only allowed one Tavshil maximum. Another difference is Basar Vayayin. Okay, you have meat and wine, so an Avil is allowed to, even at the Seudas Havra. But, I mean, he's not supposed to get drunk, but he's allowed to have a glass or two, that's not a problem. But for Seudas HaMafseket, we know we don't have any meat and wine. Let's see, another difference is Seudas HaMafseket, you can make it yourself, cook it yourself, buy it yourself, prepare it yourself. Seudas Havra is from Shechenim, from your neighbors. Another one is taking off your shoes. So we just read clearly right now, Erev Tisha B'Av, there's no minhag of avelus, except sitting on the floor and eating the meal the way we do. But when you're an avel, you have to keep everything. So having leather shoes on is one. And another one, we learned here by Siddur Samafseket, there's a minhag to have it with ashes. I'm not familiar with any such minhag by avelus and Siddur Savra. So, all right. Good day.